Reaver Station was in chaos. The alarms echoing through the station were quickly matched by alarms from every ship docked in the hangars as the central tower spread word of the Republic fleet closing in. Men and women sprinted back to their vessels, scrambling to get to their battle stations before the enemy arrived. Theron didn't know how long it would take for his ruse to be discovered, but he knew he had to act fast. He ran from the guard post, joining the stampede of soldiers bearing down on the hangar where the Ascendant Spear was docked. As he burst into the bay, he was swept up in the crowd and carried toward the ramps. The guards keeping the crew from boarding the ship were gone, either recalled onto the spear or overwhelmed by the sudden crush of people scrambling to get to their posts. Theron continued to let the crowd carry him along, heading up the ramp and into the vessel. Once aboard, the crowd thinned quickly as people broke off in different directions, heading to their assigned stations. Theron did his best to look like he knew where he was going, though in truth, he had no idea. He'd only had time to plan out how he'd get himself on the ship. Now that he was aboard, he needed to figure out something new, and it was hard to concentrate due to the incessant clang of the spear's warning klaxon. It wasn't unheard of for new crew members to get lost when first assigned to a ship as large as the Ascendant Spear, and there were diagrams of the ship's basic layout posted at several places along the bulkheads. He stopped to check one, quickly memorizing the layout before choosing his destination. He needed somewhere with access to the ship's main systems, so he could slice in and plant the virus, but it had to be isolated enough for him to work in private. His eyes fell on the engine room near the rear of the ship, separated from the rest of the vessel by a heavily shielded bulkhead to guard against explosions and radioactive discharges. It was accessible only through a single maintenance hatch. Moving with a new sense of purpose, he worked his way through the ship toward the turbo lift leading down to the vessel's lowest level. He encountered fewer and fewer people as he went, and by the time he reached the lift, he was alone. Before he could press the button to call it, the doors slid open to reveal a short, heavyset woman in a major's uniform.
"Corporal,"
she snapped on seeing Theron waiting for the elevator.
"Where do you think you're going?"
"Sorry, sir,"
Theron said, slurring his words and snapping off a sloppy salute. He squinted, one eye closed, as he swayed unsteadily on his feet.
"Gotta get to my post."
"This lift is reserved,"
she barked, her voice even louder than the incessant alarms.
"Authorized personnel only."
"Alarms woke me up,"
Theron mumbled.
"Gotta get to engineering.
"You're drunk,"
she spat, her voice filled with disgust.
"Are you scheduled for duty?"
0900,
he replied.
"That's not for another 6 hours,
she said with an exasperated shake of her head.
"Go back and sleep it off in your bunk."
"Sure thing, sir,"
Theron said, fumbling out another clumsy salute. He turned and staggered off in the opposite direction, down the corridor and around the corner. Once he was out of sight, he dropped the act and moved quickly down the passage, taking a series of twists and turns that eventually doubled him back to the turbolift.